You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Eight Turkish officers who landed in Greece in a helicopter Saturday have been charged with illegal entry. As John Carr in Athens reports, the eight officers have applied for political asylum and Athens is examining their demand.
The Greek government today indicated it would speed up procedures to hear an asylum request by eight Turkish servicemen who fled in their helicopter to Greek territory 2 days ago in the wake of the failed Turkish coup. The helicopter has been returned, but the eight Turks, detained in the northern Greek town of Alexandroupolis, went before a court on charges of illegally entering the country. They denied knowing anything about the coup attempt, saying they were merely following orders, and when they did find out what was going on, they fled to Greece. Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has demanded the extradition of the eight men and claimed today that the Greek prime minister, Alexis Tsipras, promised to send them back within a couple of weeks. The Greek officials said today the process could take days, if not weeks, adding that the men's human rights would be respected. Decoded, that statement appears to mean that the government here in Athens is not sure how to act and could well face a strong public backlash if the eight men are sent back to face Erdogan's vengeance. I'm John Carr in Athens for Vatican Radio.